Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Into the Nama Storm. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
There are many things associated with the LA New Age scene. There's crystals, yoga, meditation, psychics, and now QAnon. A not-so-secret ring of yogis and New Agers are spreading the gospel of Q. This is the story of how Southern California's New Age scene became the hotbed for anti-vaxxing and red-pilling.
This is an episode we actually recorded.
Yes.
And could not find the file, and we've done a lot of episodes, and I don't know if that's ever, if it happened maybe once
happened.
Or maybe twice, but not that I can remember. And I want to say it's a conspiracy.
Uh-oh.
I'm just, you know what I mean?
Putting it out there, and now we're brave enough to re-record it in a mediocre way, so buckle up. Everyone knows places like Goop or Deepak Chopra or Headspace. The personal wellness and spirituality community isn't just drum circles. It's, according to the LA Times, a $1.5 trillion industry. We're talking yogis, energy healers, sound bathers, crystal sellers, psychics, tarot readers like myself. Get your tarot read if you're a Patreon donor. There's spiritual life coaches, Reiki practitioners, transcendental meditation people a la David Lynch. There's all this stuff. And, you know, living in LA, I think I'm around it a lot. I have a lot of time felt comforted by it. I think a lot of the times it's healthy. I also think it often, you know, is a surrogate for other religions. It has a complicated relationship with me and my community of people. So that's that. But QAnon, which I'm sure if you're listening to this, you know, is an anonymous purveyor of information that started on a message board that essentially says it has intel into the inner workings of our government. Information that says Satan-worshipping pedophiles are or have already taken control and a cabal of people are trying to control us. In turn, heroes like Trump are fighting against these blood-guzzling child predators. 1 in 6 American adults might be a believer in Q. That statistic is also from the LA Times. Holy fuck. So we've got the New Age down, we've got the QAnon kind of groundwork. So when LA went into lockdown, yoga studios, meditation rooms, and other, you know, New Age places closed and kind of took their identities online. The patrons and owners of these places, often very privileged, if you have the income to spend on that kind of thing, we're told that maybe even for the first time that they can't do something. So again, we've got these rich subsection of Los Angelinos, white people, a lot of women, but they were sequestered in their home. You know, they were told that they had to behave a certain way and that there was an innate danger in the world. A lot of them were newly licensed teachers who maybe got certified for yoga or Reiki before things shut down, or they got certified during quarantine. So these people turned to Instagram, as many of us did, for information, for comfort, whatever, camaraderie. And already people into spirituality have a sense of questioning the status quo or being open to alternative ideas. Says phenomenon researcher Marc-Andre Argentino, spirituality is a belief in the unseen. there's this sort of mystical curiosity. There are people who are open to unseen worlds, unseen spiritual practices. Even the motto, where we go one, we go all, a QAnon slogan, appeals to those in the wellness space, if we're taking that definition and that curiosity. The idea in yoga is all about unity and oneness, so there's this seeded language that people in the spirituality community were suddenly grabbing onto. Even a term, conspirituality, is a word made for the spiritual space for people who are also attracted to conspiracy theories. So take that and apply it to the newly formed authorities in the spiritual space. So take that and apply it to this newly formed spiritual space. People are getting certified. People are being online more. They're being exposed to more things. Maybe they're open to newer ideas because they're coming from this space of isolation. And oftentimes, we're all feeling kind of desperate and on the fringes. Many trainings around wellness and yoga talk about how you market yourself as a teacher too, and that being controversial, taking definitive positions that make people love you or hate you is a great way to market your brand, build your brand, said Julian Walker, a Mar Vista yogi. It's also a really dangerous way to do that. Okay, so now we've got these yogis, these healers, marketing themselves in ways that they were told would bring them success. We're already in kind of financial dire straits. Things are closing down. People want to take their education, and they're doing it online. So let's get into social media and Instagram when it comes to this specific brand of QAnon follower. So far-right ideology started seeping into Instagram, specifically educational information photos, slides, stories specifically aimed at women, kind of a soft sell from Q. This has since been dubbed WooAnon, or what Argentino refers to as pastel QAnon. When you use those lovely lifestyle colors, slogans, and aspirational photography to intrigue social media viewers. This started with the misinformation around Save the Children's human trafficking hashtag Save the Children, used to spread conspiracies about sex trafficking, Satanist pedophiles, white supremacy, and xenophobic information. I went down the pastel Q wormhole and found some very telling posts. So when I was searching this on Instagram, a lot of them are already kind of weeded out by Instagram itself, but there's that same color palette that I see for a lot of things marketed towards me. It's that, you know, kind of light, brushstrokey, cute lettering, kind of minimal but striking colors, that kind of thing. And you know, stuff that makes you feel inspired and light and airy and maybe like, you know, a little bit introspective in a positive way. So here's a pastel QAnon post that I found. It's the account Dainty and Daring has a post of gray type on tan that says, "Hope and fear cannot exist in the same space. Invite one to stay. Hashtag daring greatly, hashtag she is light, hashtag she is called, hashtag she works this way, hashtag end human trafficking, hashtag save the children, hashtag Christian creative, hashtag she writes truth, hashtag well-watered women." And then it goes into even more hashtags. So again, we start with like daring greatly hashtag and move into like Christian human trafficking stuff. And it's something that I would see my friends post, you know, it's something that I would see on anyone who is kind of in my age group, often in my geographic locations. LA Times reported that a woman who was into spirituality saw this happen personally, in real time, when she created a group text to stay in touch with 9 other women in the area. The conversations went to family and lockdown hobbies, into harvesting adrenochrome and COVID-19 vaccine causes infertility. And it makes sense. So many of these new age leaders are like very, very into this. Alicia Keys' yoga teacher interviewed a conspiracy theorist for her YouTube channel. Gaia, Spiritualism's Netflix, is streaming a 13-episode series by British conspiracy theorist David Icke. Is that how you say it?
I think it might be David Icke.
Icke.
I believe. I might be wrong, though.
Okay.
It's a conspiracy either way.
Oh, damn. You might know him from being the originator of the claim that the planet is run by blood-guzzling, shape-shifting lizard people. And then there's a story of Lonely Lingerie, a New Zealand-based lingerie company that is like one of New Zealand's most famous fashion success stories.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
They are now full-blown Q. Starting in 2009 by Helen Morris and Steve Ferguson, Lonely has the identity of like cool and retro. It's sexy. There's a lot of body positivity involved in it. Lena Dunham and Jemima Kirk famously posed for no money for a Lonely Girls campaign in 2016. It's been worn by Camila Mendes, Alexa Chung, Gigi Hadid, Hailey Baldwin, Kim Kardashian, Kylie, Pika Jenner. They all really like leaned into this brand and believed in it. But then Ferguson and the brand itself got red-pilled, tweeting things like climate change is fake news and COVID is fake. Very simple. Steve Ferguson, the co-founder of the brand, posted this. Over 40 million currently in slavery and trafficking, global pedophilia crime syndicates, pedowood, Pizzagate, satanic child blood sacrifice. The insidious truth of our world is not a conspiracy theory. Wake up. So these were all just like bullet points that he decided to post casually on his own Instagram. Steve Ferguson grew up the child of an artist and yoga teacher and surfer who let him be in his world creatively free. I sound like a narc saying that, I know. But again, he comes from a similar landscape that I think we are dealing with right now. I think the biggest masthead for the cross-pollination of New Age and Q is Jake Angeli, or the QAnon Shaman. You know him because he wore those insane horns and face paint during the Capitol riot. Super big into the ideologies of New Age nutrition and successfully petitioned a federal judge on religious grounds to receive only organic food in jail. Another rioter, Alan Hostetter, is a former police chief and current yoga teacher and sound healer from Orange County. His claim to fame is that he used yoga to miraculously recover from a spinal injury. He's currently under investigation for using his nonprofit to promote COVID-19 misinformation. I think many social media platforms have buckled down on the spread of QAnon info, but I honestly, it reminds me not only of how frightening QAnon is and the movement is, but how dangerous performative activism and social media and all of that kind of bound up positivity packaging is to all of us who are exposed to this more than ever, you know, especially in this last year.
I totally understand how frustrating it must be for a business or a person or for anybody to try to navigate the last year and a half. And I think we've seen a huge shift even in the internet. Like, for example, as close as this, how many podcasts were born in the last year and a half? And great. I started up my YouTube channel again, youtube.com/Jason Horton. You see the way I use this to try to promote something? Or patreon.com/ghosttownpod. We have a bonus episode out now.
The man is shameless.
And the people need to switch gears and they need to try to make money. And, you know, I think they need to try to drum up interest in people like, hey, I don't need yoga pants because I can't take a yoga class. They're like, well, how in our frustration, like, how do we connect with people in a, I think, a dangerous way? And it's to lean into those things. And yes, for a lot of people, there's the only benefit is they feel like they have answers. They feel like they can make sense of this world. But really, a lot of it, and you know, you're being bought or sold something every single day. Normally, there is something at the end that they want, whether it's your time, mm-hmm. your loyalty, and probably your money.
Yeah.
So we can't, I'm just picking yoga. We can't sell yoga pants, mm-hmm. but we can sell a kind of a new age spin on things to other people that are very angry and passionate and glued to the internet. So let's just lean into that.
Yeah.
You know? And people do that for better things. I believe in people do that. They try to, everyone's trying to make a living off something or you're trying to get the equity of your time or loyalty. And I don't think every conspiracy theory is 100% wrong. Most of them, majority of them are wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think we have every single answer to every single question. That'd be naive of me to think that. But the majority of it, I think it's dangerous and I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
And you know me, I don't really have very strong opinions on here. Even now, today, as we're talking about this, if this was 6 months ago, people are like, hey, listen, you'll find out. Now, everyone, it's like the Jesus, the world's ending and a savior is coming. on this date. He doesn't come. He's like, P.S. I was wrong. It'll be in 3 years.
Yeah.
And in 3 years, it'll be in 10 years. Mm-hmm. And people just keep hanging on to that dream. You know, they keep buying into things, even though it's been proven like nothing actually happened. They still don't want. And I understand that. Listen, I don't. There's things that I don't want to let go of the idea of something. You know, people lose money on cryptocurrency, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like we can kind of throw that in here a little bit with like motivation and cryptocurrency.
Definitely.
Listen, I've made some money on cryptocurrency, paid my taxes, and I've had some cryptocurrency and I've lost some money on cryptocurrency. Not a ton, not enough to talk about it really on here, but I feel like that's all part of this like hustle and the increase in MLM and, you know, being your own boss. And those are great ideas, but that's not for you to benefit. It's for the person giving you the information to benefit.
Yeah. Again, I get it. Like, I can't imagine. It's like you spend your last couple thousand dollars getting certified for yoga. You're in dire straits. Do you move home? Like, what's happening? Like, it's been a fucking rough year.
And it's not wrong to feel that way. It's absolutely right to feel. And it's right to be mad. It's right to be mad or
totally
to be disappointed. And, you know, I don't love the government.
No, me either. And I don't think they've been very helpful during this all. Right. I'll say
so
that.
So I get it. I totally get it. But going in this kind of opposite direction is so – like, how does that – I mean, how any of this helps you?
No, it's also – it's hurting. It's like, fine, you can like be – you can think whatever you want. But like the pandemic happened. People did die. And promoting this information is harming other people actively. It's not only just taking their money. It's not only like whatever. It's like it's not just information. It's human life that really – that information is really powerful. And I think a lot of people throw around a lot of information without really thinking about it, or they think they don't see it, or they don't know someone who suffered, and so that they can be more cavalier with stuff like that. And that is very fucked up.
And, you know, by even by us saying this, it's very easy because we are just – haters, we are just trying to suppress free thought.
Exactly.
Meanwhile,
we're covering up the
you
cabal.
You probably were served something on Facebook from a Facebook page that was made in some click farm.
Also,
like with information that is not vetted.
Did you just eat a fucking pizza or did you drink a Diet Coke? You know, did you put on clothes today that were from Amazon or Forever 21? Like, you can pick and choose a little bit, but you can't think that you are so fringe as to be totally divorced from the system that we all live in. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, it's just the system. And we want to thank Nike, Raytheon. Yes,
thank you so much.
And Spotify.
Yeah, and Pepsi.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience. And they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.